Coffee O'Clock.
Jane and Sharon with you. And in the studio, she's not a dilemma diva, but she's somebody that we've brought in because we want to hear from Wendy Rush from Rise Magazine. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming in. Now, what we normally do with our guests is we do a thing called a mugshot. It helps us get to know you and just gives us a bit of an idea about who you are. So your favourite mug, what is it? What does it have in it and what does it look like on the outside, Wendy?
Okay. This could be a bit embarrassing, but my husband gave me a mug once for Christmas, I believe, and it's a Buffle mug. I don't know whether you know the little character Buffle.
No.
It's a little knitted dog. It's a little character, little knitted dog, and he's now, you know, got all this merch going. My husband bought me this mug with him on the front holding a bunch of roses saying best wife.
Aww.
And that's my favourite, and I like it because it's quite large, so I can fit a really big coffee in there.
And what do you put in it?
Usually coffee, sometimes tea.
Yeah, but what kind of coffee? Do you have
sugar? I have milk. We usually grind it from the beans. We put the beans in, we grind the beans, and we put it on one of those little espresso machines on top of the stove.
Nice.
And
psh, psh, psh,
psh. So
nice.
It's,
yes.
And that's my favourite drink in that cup because it's quite large, so it keeps me going.
I can see why that cup was a keeper and a reminder to the love from your love.
Yes.
You know, we live in a day and age where magazines come and go, but I notice as I've been in coffee shops, there's often a lot of free magazines that land on the table, and you are responsible for one of these. We're going to find out a little bit more about the magazine that you've put together, both in digital as well as free in coffee shops. The magazine is called Rise, and Wendy Rush joining us today. She's a part of the team who put this together. We're going to find out more about the magazine shortly. Coffee O'Clock.
Your afternoon pick-me-up. Coffee O'Clock.
Jane and Sharon with you. Also joining us for today's cuppa, we have Wendy Rush from Rise Magazine. It's one of those free magazines you often see floating around in a coffee shop. Now, we want to find out a little bit about your magazine, Wendy. Where did the idea start?
Well, it did start. A friend and I were having a chat about something completely different, and he at the time, and he still does to a degree, was working with a lot of denominational papers and things like that. And
what are those? What does that mean?
Like Uniting Church paper, Catholic Church papers, those sorts of things. And he said to me as he was about to leave, he said, "I think we need a South Australian paper or magazine that's actually got some really positive stories in it." And as he stood up, I said, "How about you sit down and we have a chat?" So we had a chat about what this magazine might look like. And it's sort of grown out of his sort of thought bubble, I suppose. What we wanted was something that actually had positive stories in it, because with the media, I mean, there's a lot going on in the world, and a lot of what we see is quite negative and can be quite distressing, and particularly you're taking on board all these things and you really feel powerless to do anything about it. But we wanted to inject a bit of hope and just to say, you know, there are some good things happening, there are some people doing great things. And the other key thing was we wanted it to be South Australian. We wanted South Australia to be able to sort of see what was going on. We wanted, you know, people to understand what was going on in and around, you know, where they live.
So why start your own magazine? Why not write those stories for existing magazines? I mean, SA Life and some of those other ones. There are SA-based positive ones out there. Why start your own magazine?
Because we wanted to really control the editorial. We wanted to control the type of stories that were there. We didn't want to try and fit in with something that was already there that really didn't, wasn't really the vision that we had. So that's a bit, they're a bit more commercial. There is lots of advertising. Quite often you have to buy them, so they're not free.
But now you are a free magazine. So if you see Rise lying around, it's a free thing. How do you actually put it together if you haven't got any money? That's what I'm wondering.
We do get some advertising, which is great, and that goes towards it. But by and large, we make up the shortfall because we believe in it, you know, so much. We just want to get it out there. And we don't believe, you know, if you ask people to subscribe to it, they're not necessarily going to see that as, you know, priority. We just want people to read it. So what we do is we distribute it through a distribution company out into waiting rooms, medical centres, pubs, cafes, hospitals, just where people are so that they can pick it up and have a little bit of a read and maybe even take it and share it with someone else.
And what sort of feedback do you get from people?
We get really good feedback. I actually had someone contact me and say that they were in hospital and they'd picked it up in hospital and they felt really encouraged in their particular, I don't know what their particular situation was, but whatever it was, they found it to be really encouraging. And we've had other people pick it up in restaurants and go, well, how do I make sure I get this, you know, every time? So they've got in touch with me about a way to do that.
So Wendy, it sounds like it's more about the impact of the words rather than you making a stack of money.
Yeah.
Sharon and I were interested to know where you get your stories from. I mean, are there so many stories in South Australia? How do they land in your
lap? Well, you know what? I believe there are. Jane, I believe there are a lot of stories in South Australia. But, and this is one, and you know, another thing that we're really passionate about is unearthing those stories, you know, and, you know, trying to find out the stories and what people are doing. And I have to guess, I guess I have to be on the ball all the time. So when I'm talking to somebody or reading something or in a place where, you know, sometimes I'm pricking up my ears going, oh, you know, that might make a good story. I might make an approach and start to discuss that and see where we can go.
And who does your writing?
We have a variety of people. Well, we invite people to write. So if I come across somebody who's got a particular story and they can write, I get them, ask them to write. I will sometimes write. I'll sometimes do interviews with them and craft a story out of that.
The reason I ask you that is because you said that you have to keep your ears open and your eyes peeled kind of thing. Yeah. And so I thought, oh, maybe you do all the writing.
I do some of it. And I have one or two contacts that, you know, if they're available, that they have done a bit of writing for me in the past.
So Wendy, if someone was listening now and they think they've got a really good story that they'd like to share with the rest of the state, how would they get in contact with you and go, I've got a fabulous story for you?
Well, they can email me at info@risemagazine.com.au and the details are there on the risemagazine.com.au website. Mm-hmm. And they can just get in contact with me, and if they've got an idea or, you know, they want to submit a story, I can give them the contribution guidelines and I'm happy to work with them. I'd love to hear from people.
So we've talked about the sort of stories that you do, but give us an idea, because I notice there are lots of profiles in the magazine, but just give us a rundown over the, you know, past 6 months or whatever, the sorts of stories you've had, just so people can really get a handle on what's in the magazine.
Okay. Well, we sometimes profile local people. So, for example, Brenton Raglis, who we're all very familiar with, in December last year, he was kind enough to give some of his time when we wrote a story about, well, who is Brenton Raglis? We've heard him on the radio. We see him on telly. What's actually behind the person? And he was very generous, so we wrote a bit of a story about him. Dami Im was also she was going to come to Adelaide. She did a presentation for a big event, a big breakfast that we had here. And what people didn't know was, yes, she just, you know, won this amazing competition.
Was it X Factor? What was that? X Factor?
Now, I should be well versed on my shows.
Was it The Voice?
No, it wasn't The Voice.
It was X Factor.
She just won it. And people were all, you know, sort of caught up in, you know, the glamour and everything. But the story we were able to tell was her work with Compassion and how she and her husband had actually sponsored a number of children through Compassion. So, and we also have sort of local legal experts or financial experts that occasionally will put together a story for us, informing people about issues, you know, legal issues or financial issues.
Mm, you sound like a bit like a good news dilemma diva, a bit like the lady we've got, our friend in Sydney, our Sydney sister.
Nicole, our Sydney sister, that's right. Well, you never know. We've got sisters all over the place. Thanks so much, Wendy, for coming in. Wendy is from Rise Magazine. This is Coffee O'Clock. Coming up shortly, we're going to be talking about photos and perfect lies. This is Coffee O'Clock.